2 Timothy chapter number 2, I want to read verse number 15. The Bible said, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Pray with me a moment. Father, I need your help tonight. I sure need your strength, and Lord, that I might be able to focus a little while, Lord, have a little clarity of mind. God, I thank you tonight for my precious people. I thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for this old book, Lord, that we have in front of us tonight. Lord, I'm glad you're still working on us, helping us along the way. Lord, I know tonight I'm not the only one in this building that's tired. There are others, Lord, that's tired. Yet, Lord, it seems like you always have a way, Lord, of honoring that extra effort in the middle of the week. Some of the most blessed services I've ever been in, Lord, been in the midweek service. Lord, I thank you for prayer meeting. Thank you, Lord, for our people. Thank you for your presence tonight. Thank you for the truth, Lord, that you're all we need. You're all we need. We sure do need you, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I've got messages from all kinds of places. One time I got a message, Brother Eddie, off the side of a can. I preached on contents under pressure. I've actually gotten messages down at the funeral home off of something that was wrote on the wall. But the message that I'm going to share with you tonight was sparked in a text message that I received from a physical therapist. His initials are BM. BMC. Brother Brian was communicating with Brother Jason about his Sunday school class, and he's not going to be able to fill in on the particular day that he needed him to fill in. It's because he has to take some continuing education. And I've never thought about preaching on it, but I'm preaching on it tonight. Continuing education. That's what God put in my heart. I can't get away from it. Let's look at it together tonight. I was thinking, Sister Kim, about Brother Grizzle. I think it was once a year he'd say, Pastor, I'm not going to be here. I got to go here. I think a pharmacist has to do that, continuing education. And people in the medical field have to do that. People in security have to do that. There's all kinds of places where they have to take that education and continue on in it. Keep up with changes in the industry, changes in medicine, changes in patient care, and lots of other things as well. But I want to look at a continuing education tonight from the spiritual side of it. And I hope and pray God will give us something that'll be a blessing to us tonight. There's just five areas tonight I want to look at in our continuing education. The first one is as it pertains to the Scripture. You know what I love about the Bible? You'll never master it. You'll never master the Word of God. Amen. But I tell you what you can do. You can study it for a lifetime. And you can yield to the Lord of the Word of God. And it will master you. Amen. You'll never learn all there is to learn about the Word of God. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. How many believes that Jesus is coming? How many knows that according to John, 1 John chapter number 2, there's two different ways that the believer can be found when Jesus comes? He can either stand before the Lord with confidence, or he can be ashamed before him at his coming. And I tell you, I believe a believer that doesn't take seriously his Bible or her Bible, the Word of God, amen, I believe would be ashamed. But we're going to miss a lot of blessings if we bypass this old book, amen. And the Bible said, and now little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. As it pertains to the scripture, we need to continue our education. I'm reminded of something as I studied that I believe that's one of the reasons why I got an old desk downstairs in the basement. And some of my old outlines from when I first started pastoring are in that old desk. And I can look at them and I can shake my head and say, how in the world did you get anything out of that? Or how did you expect God's people? You know why? Because I've continued my education. I've continued to walk with God. Amen. I've continued to study the Word of God. And God helps us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said in Psalm 119:71, it is good for me that I've been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. Sometimes God uses the rough places in life, or we could call them the valleys, but that's where the soil is the most fertile. Amen. And that's where we can grow our best. Amen. In Psalm 119, he said, thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I might learn thy commandments. You say, well, Pastor, I know the commandments. I'm going to tell you what, beloved, listen, there's more than the Ten Commandments in the Word of God. Amen. And let me tell you something about Jesus' commandments. They're tougher than Moses' commandments. Amen. And so he said here, give me understanding that I might learn. In 2 Timothy 3:14, Paul tells the young preacher, he says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of. In other words, we ought to continue on in those things that we've learned and been assured of. I believe that spiritually speaking, much like physically speaking, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. Amen. And so Paul is telling Timothy to continue in the things which you've learned and been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Amen. I believe that's important. I'll read this to you. It came from the Reader's Digest. From the day we entered the ninth grade health class, one blackboard was covered with the names and locations of the major bones and muscles of the human body. The diagram stayed on the board throughout the term, although the teacher never referred to it. The day of the final exam, we came to class to find the board wiped clean. The sole test question was, name and locate every major bone and muscle in the human body. The class protested in unison, we never studied that. The teacher said, that's no excuse. The information was there for months. After we struggled with the test for a while, he collected the papers and tore them up. Then he said this, always remember that education is more than just learning what you're told. Do you know that a lot of God's people, all they know about the Bible is what they've been told? They never get in it for themselves. And that's sad. We're missing a blessing. And so we ought to continue our education as it pertains to the Scripture. One of the ways God gave me peace about this, I mean, we're graduating nurses and doctors and physician's assistants. I don't know what all we're graduating this year. Amen. And you know what? They're not done, Brother Rick. They might have got a certificate, amen, and they might have got a master's degree, but they're not done. They're going to have to keep on learning, amen. And I praise God, beloved, that God's people ought to be doing the same thing. And let me say this, don't anybody take offense to it. You're a physical therapist, right? But you're also a man of God. Let me tell you what's more important, being a man of God. There ain't no profession in the world any more important than being a child of God. None. Nowhere. Born again. It's Say, I don't have a title. Yeah, you do. You're a child of the King. You're an heir of God. You're a joint heir with Jesus Christ. And we ought to continue our education. Amen. I was reminded as I studied today of Brother Don. I talk about him a lot, and I don't apologize for that. He left a mark in my life. Brother, he was studying right up to the end, just in case God would raise him up and he'd get to stand or sit. There was a time, Brother Brian, when he couldn't stand, and I cut some stuff out of this pulpit up here where he could slide a stool up here. And Brother Don's not real tall. Y'all remember that? That platform's still back here. I built a platform about that high, didn't I, Brother? God, you say, why? Why? Because he couldn't stand. But I'm going to tell you something. It didn't hinder him bringing the Word of God, did it, Brother John? Amen. Amen. Didn't hinder him. As it pertains to the Scripture, we need to continue our education. Secondly, as it pertains to the Savior, we need to continue our education. I want to tell you about a fellow that sat at the feet of Gamaliel. He said, I just take all that, and he said, all that learning, I just put that on the dunghill. I'll count that but dung, that I might win Christ. He had already been saved by the grace of God, but he come out with this statement, that I may know him. That I may know him. You know what he's talking about? There's a continuing education going on. Amen. I know one thing. The more I learn about him, the more I love him. He's a blessing. The Lord Jesus. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Beloved, listen. You don't know everything there is to know about Jesus. And I don't either. But I'll tell you one thing. He knows everything that he needs to know about us. But we don't know everything yet. And so it takes fellowship. He said, take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. It takes fellowship. It takes dedication. It takes time. And it takes seeing the need. The Apostle Paul was greatly used of God, but he saw the need. That I may know him, to continue that education. In Genesis 30, in verse 27, I'll give you this tonight. I think this will be a blessing to you. I hope it will. And Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thine eyes, tarry. Now watch this. He said, for I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for thy sake. Now let me give you something tonight. I talked a while ago, you know, about the doctors and the nurses. And you, of course, I don't know if we have any in the church, but if I keep preaching the way I am, I probably need a lawyer one day. Amen. And anyway, there's also another kind of education, and it's called experience. My dad, Brother Dale, I think he went through the sixth grade. Back in those days, it was not uncommon when a boy got old enough to work and milk cows and get hay in and chop corn and top tobacco and plant tobacco and grade tobacco and hang tobacco. Of course, them country folks, they never did call it tobacco. They called it backer. Amen. That's the nastiest stuff to work in I've ever worked in my life. I've done it all, amen. But I don't like it, amen. But I'm going to tell you, my dad, he didn't have a whole lot of education. But I'm telling you what, he learned a lot by experience. He was a very, very smart man. When I was a teenager, I didn't think so. But about the time our first baby come along, I figured out that Dad wasn't a dummy. I figured out who the dummy really was. Amen. You're looking at him. That's right. Amen. Let me give you some things here. Some of these names you won't realize. I'm not going to read them all off. But these are people, famous people, who never graduated. I didn't say from high school, from grade school. Famous people that never. You say, Pastor, why are you even mentioning that? Because I don't care who you are. I don't care if you got a kindergarten education or you got 12 years of college under your belt. In the spiritual things, you can continue on with the Lord. Amen. One guy's name is Andrew Carnegie. You ever hear him? He's a U.S. industrialist and philanthropist. That's a hard word to say. Philanthropist. Is that Greek? Anyway, how about Charles Dickens, the British novelist? Never went through grade school. What about Thomas Edison? You say, Pastor, I don't have a college degree. I don't either. That don't mean God can't use us, youngins. And that don't mean that we ought to settle on our lees. Amen. It means we ought to continue on to know the Lord. Amen. John Philip Sousa, the U.S. band leader and composer. Mark Twain, the humorist and writer. These are just a few people that God used. Amen. And were famous in the world, even though they didn't have, beloved, all the education that the world maybe thinks we ought to have. If we're going to stay sharp for the Lord, if we're going to keep up, beloved, in our service to the Lord, we're going to need to continue our education. As it pertains to the Scripture, as it pertains to the Savior, as it pertains to the Spirit. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 2:9, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. A lot of people quit right there. We need to read on. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. I actually thought of this verse last night when I was texting with this young man. You see, he's not saved, so there's a lot of things he's not going to understand because they're spiritually discerned. But I'm going to be patient with him, amen? I'm going to try to teach him what I can, amen? One of these days, I'm going to get to the bottom of that, oh. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Watch this. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. If you're going to continue on, you can forget it without the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, the Bible said here, beloved, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for their foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they're spiritually discerned. There have been times in my life, not many, but there have been times in my life when I ran upon a portion of Scripture, and I need a little help with that. So I went to looking in this commentary, and that commentary, and this commentary, and that commentary. You know what I figured out about them tough places? All them commentators skip it. You know what the best thing to do is? Just get out of your chair and get on your knees and talk to the author. He's the one that wrote the book. Amen. If there's something in there he wants you to see, he can help you see it. We need to continue our education as it pertains to the Spirit. And then as it pertains to the saints, the saints of God, I want you to think about this. The Bible said charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. I don't believe that means we're going to be a bunch of dummies. I believe that word of knowledge, beloved, that sign gift, just like the tongues, vanishes away. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. That which is perfect, beloved, is Genesis to Revelation. That old book, amen? God said, he said, listen, he said, don't be looking for a sign. We need to be looking for the Savior. Amen. The Bible said then, When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, and I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly. There's a reason I'm saying this, but then we're not there yet. But then face to face, now I know in part, but then, guess what, youngins? The reason we need to continue our education is because now we just know in part. We're not there yet. We're not to that place yet, beloved, where the Bible said, but then shall I know even as I also am known. Paul wasn't either. In Titus 3:14, he said, let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful. I'm going to tell you something right now. Listen to me carefully. If this hits you, just let it hit you. I believe there's people that sit on church pews. They wouldn't let their vehicle go 100 miles over the oil change. They'll maintain that vehicle. They'll rotate them tires. They'll make sure that thing is maintained. But I'm going to tell you something right now. There's something more important in this world than maintaining the vehicle. And if we're going to maintain this temple that God has blessed us with, the saints of God are going to have to understand that we can learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful. Paul said that I may know him. Chapter 3 of Philippians, verse 12, not as though I had already attained. Paul said, I'm not there yet. I'm not to that place yet. I've not already attained. Either we're already perfect. Paul knew he was headed there. Aren't you glad you're headed there? We're headed. I'm reminded of, oh, help me, Jesus, the pastor in Bloomingdale, Brother Brian, help me real quick. Bloomingdale Baptist, Joe Bird. Thank you, Brother Brian. I'm reminded of Joe Bird. I saw him in a restaurant just a few months before he left this world, Brother Chuck. And I said, Brother Joe, how you doing? He said, just a few days from perfection. Sitting in a wheelchair. Just a few days from perfection. What a testimony. What a blessing. And Paul knew, beloved, listen, he's writing and he knows that his day, his departure's coming. But he knows, I'm not there yet. I need to maintain the good works. I've not yet attained. He said, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. I believe it was Jack Hiles. Somebody asked him, what's the best message you've ever preached? I'll never forget this. I believe it was him. And he said, the next one. I'm going to tell you what. If you can't relate to that, beloved, you need to teach a Sunday school class. You need to preach a message, because I'm going to tell you this. You're always thinking, I'm on the way to church. I'm thinking about Mother's Day. It's the next one. The next one. The next one. Forgetting those things which are behind. Reaching forth to those things which are before. He said, I press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. All right. We need to continue education as it pertains to the Scripture, the Savior, the Spirit, and the saints of God. You may not understand this, but I believe it's needful as it pertains to sin. We need to continue our education. Listen to what Jeremiah said. Thus saith the Lord, learn not. Just as sure as there's some things we're supposed to learn, Jeremiah said, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. Turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter number 3, please. 2 Timothy chapter number 3. This is kind of a lot of reading, but I'll try to skip through it and get to the main point right here. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Men will be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, Let me ask you something. You ever been unthankful? Look at the group God put you in. Youngins, you ever disobey your parents? Look at the group God put you in. Then it says, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. They're over there in Rome right now waiting for the smoke. I'm going to tell you, that's the least smoke they ought to be worried about. For of this sort are they which creep into houses, lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. Here it comes. Ever learning. You see, there's another crowd. Ever learning. In sin. But never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That's sad, isn't it? There are people, beloved, in this world that would think any of the men that preach in this church are ignorant. But they thought that of Peter and John. Amen. And there's a type of learning, beloved, that we need. Let me just stop and say this. Education that drives a wedge between you and God or takes you away from the things of God, there ought to be a red flag go up right there. I'm telling you, if our youngins don't have such a foundation, amen, to stand on, they ain't got a chance. I mean, you look at what's going on publicly in some of these universities right now. Amen. Let me ask you something. If I got up here and preached against blacks or preached against Mexicans, how long do you think we'd keep our tax-exempt status? How long do you think we'd keep it? But they can get up there and discriminate against the Jewish people. They're too big for their britches. About somebody, time somebody pulled their britches down and give them a whooping. Say amen. The Bible said here that they shall proceed no further in verse 9, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, even as theirs also was. I read this. It said, without education, we are in a horrible and deadly danger of taking educated people seriously. I want you to think about that statement. It reminded me, Brother John, you remember Brother James Jones had come here. He's wanting to give you that good advice on the phone, ain't he? Brother John said, preacher, you believe in the imminent return of the Lord Jesus? I said, I sure do, brother. He said, what are we doing all this work for? What are we doing all this work for, Jim? What are we doing all this work for? Houston, amen. If he's coming, amen. I told Brother James what Brother John said. He said, you tell Brother John, Jesus said, occupy till I come. He had an answer, didn't he? Oh, I love him. Brother James was at a Rock of Ages conference and he talked about B.R. Lakin's grandson. He went off to school. And his grandson come in and told his grandpa, he said, Grandpa, he said, they taught us today that the virgin birth is a biological impossibility. He said, son, do me a favor, will you? He said, what, Grandpa? He said, go back down there and tell them what a biological impossibility is. He said, that's when something got into nothing. And it formed a blob. And it washed up on the shore. And he said, it grew some legs. And it climbed up in a tree. And said, two of them legs fell off. He hit the ground, walked across the street, bought a suit of clothes, and become a professor in one of our universities. He said, that's what a biological impossibility is. I'm telling you. Bible's never said this of a history book. This book's got history in it. By the way, there's a verse right here said, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings, and oppositions of science, falsely so called. I heard yesterday that it's either the Arctic or the Antarctic, one of the two. It's cold in both them places. But you know what's happening? They're taking on ice. You say, what's that got to do with anything? That means Florida might not fall in the ocean. Amen. I'm just telling you. We need to be careful. God never said of a math book, a science book, a law book, and this has got all of it in it, but God said of this book, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. I appreciate this book, don't you? The Bible said there shall arise, this is talking about the tribulation in Matthew 24, false Christ, false prophets shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. I don't know about you. I've never thought about this subject before. It'd be all right with me if I never think about it again. But I need to continue my education. Amen. God's got something else to teach me. Some of us, it takes him a little longer, don't it? Say amen. Takes him a little longer. Amen. How many's glad you come tonight? How many believes that we could know him a little better? I believe that too. Amen. Let's stand together tonight.